are launching into the second hour of the Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. You can join us at freetalklive.com, and all the features there are completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours free. Again, at freetalklive.com. Let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. We'll go to John, listening to WSCFM in South Carolina. Hello, John.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. I was going to talk to you about the gambling. You know, I am in law enforcement, and I don't believe that we should be going after gamblers. Something they want to do, they can do it.
Absolutely. They're not harming anybody.
Contradict what you said earlier when the other Charleston guy did. We actually did have an officer get fired for it.
For gambling?
Yep, because he was busted in a raid.
Oh, really? So yep. He was at sort of there and
a
they accidentally
party.
Swept
no,
up?
No, he was there and he was doing it and it was at a house. So, you know.
He should have claimed he was just doing some undercover work.
I can understand law enforcement not being allowed to gamble, but hey, I mean, you know, because that can lead to, you know, to... a bad judgment on their part, but, you know.
Well, I think that they, I see where you're coming from, that they shouldn't be gambling in certain situations, like perhaps over at someone's house. However, I think they should be able to go to Atlantic City or Biloxi.
Oh, yeah, well,
and still
no, that's
be able to keep
a different story, but, I mean, as far as, like, you know, personal, person-to-person, things like that, it can actually lead to bad things.
Yeah, I can see that.
Another thing I wanted to congratulate New Hampshire on was being voted the freest state.
Yeah, I heard about that. Who was that?
Mercatus Center.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. George Mason, I think. George Mason University or something like that.
Yes,
yeah,
Mercatus is from George Mason, yes.
Well, I can promise you that we will only be solidifying the position on that rankings chart.
Yeah.
Hey, John, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on the Amp Line. Hello, Gene.
Hey, from a cop to the Christian anarchist, that's quite a swap.
What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk with Mark about Noah and the flood, but before that, how about the stars and bars versus the stars and stripes? And I live in the South now about 4 years or so, and of course, the people down here love their stars and bars, and I kind of like it myself, actually. I think it's a pretty neat symbol. But I asked one of them today, and he's a Vietnam vet, a friend of mine, and I said, you know, why is it you Southern boys salute that Stars and Stripes and say the Pledge of Allegiance? I said, doesn't that flag represent a conquering nation? Because, you know, the Stars and Bars is the flag that the South flew.
Yeah, and, good question. What do they say?
He said, oh, we can't do that anymore. I mean, we're one country now and all this. And I said, well... You know, I think it's time for the South to rise again.
Well, Gene, I don't disagree. By rising, I hope you mean peaceful secession.
Yes,
of course. Not rising up in arms. But being a Southerner and loving the Confederate flag for just the way it looks, I think it's beautiful. For one, I think that it can hurt people's feelings. That's the reason you wouldn't see me. That's the reason I didn't put a little Confederate bumper sticker on the back of my BMW. When I lived in Florida, wouldn't have made much sense.
Yeah.
But because it can hurt people's feelings, and I don't want it for that reason. I do think it's a beautiful flag, but I think that the purpose of it now is sort of a cohesiveness. It's a tribal thing. Essentially, it's a tribal banner. I'm from the South kind of thing, or I'm a rebel, one of the two.
Well, the stars and bars represented slavery a whole lot less than the stars and stripes represented slavery. Because there was slavery under the Stars and Stripes for a whole lot more time than there was under the Stars and Bars.
Mm.
And slavery continued in the North after the Civil War, so therefore the Stars and Stripes really should be the one that's representing slavery and the one that should be a symbol of hate.
Well, and should we point out here that, you know, you're talking about chattel slavery. Slavery still exists
today. Tell me about
today.
The slavery after the Civil War. I was not aware that the North continued.
The northern slaves were not freed until something like 2 years after the Civil War was over.
Mm, right.
At least some of them. I mean, I'm sure that there weren't a lot of northern slaves, but the northern slaves that existed in some areas, I guess, I don't know the exact history of it, and I'm not an expert, so perhaps it would be a good thing to check up on.
I'll research it.
My understanding is that for at least 2 years after the Civil War, there were some slaves in the North. So the Stars and Stripes then qualifies as having represented slavery longer than the Stars and Bars.
And if you're talking about chattel slavery, we're still slaves today, Gene. It's just the plantation is basically the whole size of the whole country at this point.
Yeah, you know, Gene, there's a difference between reality and perception. And perception is a lot stronger for the Confederate flag representing slavery than for the American flag.
It's true.
Now, for instance, if you were to get a swastika that had the arms turned the other direction, say, on your forehead, the vast majority of people would say, oh, would not say, oh, that's an Iroquois Indian symbol.
Yeah.
How, brother? You know, they wouldn't say that because they wouldn't receive it that way. They would look at it and say, oh, my God, that's a swastika. You're a Nazi.
I wouldn't know if I saw that.
It would, it's the arms were turned the other direction.
Sure.
Yeah, and people need to be educated. That's what it needs. That's the ultimate answer. But
that's true.
Of course, I disagree with you, Ian, about the slavery thing, and we've talked about that in the past, so I don't want to go back into that, but I do want to discuss with Mark.
You don't. You're saying you disagree that slavery exists today.
He's got a disagreement with me. Why don't you just go back to your sandbox?
I do disagree with the idea that we're slaves. We're not slaves. We're free, but we, like I said before, our rights are violated, but we are not in bondage. We are as free as we want to be. But Mark,
yes,
the other day you said that when we were talking, you made a little offhand comment about the Bible having the story of the flood in it, and ha, ha, ha. So I just wanted to say that the flood story is just as believable as other historical events in the past, because it is scientifically possible to have had a worldwide flood, not on the world as it exists today, however. But it is entirely possible that the world was flatter. Perhaps there was one large continent in the past. I mean, even the tectonic plate people say that we had one large continent originally.
4,000 years ago, Gene?
Well, we don't know when the plates split up. We are only going by scientists' best guess.
If the continents were moving away at that speed, that they were all one continent at one point, and they are now where they are, we'd have motion sickness.
You're assuming a constant motion. Now, I'm assuming that something happened in a catastrophic event. I mean, this is a possibility. I'm not assuming anything. I'm submitting this as a possibility that at one point in the past, in the historical event, we had a very large worldwide catastrophic event which resulted in continents moving, drifting apart, mountains rising, seas dropping down, becoming deeper. It is entirely possible.
It's so academic, though. I mean, the whole discussion is so...
It's impossible in the sense that it would be a miracle, and one would have to believe that it existed as a miracle.
It would be a miracle.
What's the point of this?
It would have been a catastrophic event that caused it. And we propose that there were catastrophic events in the past, such as a large meteor striking the ocean somewhere down there near Mexico.
I think we should talk about the things that we agree on about what the Bible says, like love your neighbor. Thank you, Gene, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, going back and forth and arguing over whether or not the floods actually happened, what's the point of that? Does it actually advance anything? Does it do anything at all?
He's only rebutting something that I said.
I understand that. I just don't feel like there's any real point to that discussion. I mean, everybody can disagree over what the Bible's, what their interpretation of the Bible is, and boy, will they forever. Nobody's ever going to come to an agreement. You know, some people say the earth was made in 6,000 years. Some people say that, even though the Bible suggests that time was different at that time, so 6,000 years then was actually 6 billion years or whatever.
I have to say to them, the same thing that when I sort of, when I played pool with people and I, use some of the fudging rules where you can, knock some ball into a ball without calling it. Well, you can play any game you want, but we're playing pool here. So you can have any religion you want. Mm-hmm. Christianity says the world was created in 6 days and it's 6,000 years old. You can have whatever religion you want, but Christianity says that's what the Bible says.
Yeah, but maybe a day was different back then. Maybe a day was 365 of today's days. Who knows?
And what kind of science would support that?
I'm not saying there's any science backing any of this stuff up. It's religion.
It didn't exist then.
Science?
No. It didn't happen if you can't prove it.
I'm not proving anything. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree, most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-685-3314. 800-685-3314. That's 800-685-3314.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are totally free, and they include our Facebook profile. Just go to facebook.freetalklive.com to get involved with the Facebook fan page for Free Talk Live. Good stuff there. Free Talk Live, Facebook.freetalklive.com.
Give Unicure hair and skin conditioner a try. It's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you're sensitive to dyes or fragrances, this won't affect you. I use it, have used it for a year. bought it myself, unicure.com or 888-UNICURE. I recommend it if you have sensitive skin, unicure.com.
1-800-259-9231. We continue here. Let's talk to Roy in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Roy? Roy?
Yeah.
You are on the air.
I wanted to address the debate as to whether it was a local or worldwide flood.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's it was a local affair. It's fairly easy to document. For one, it was... The purpose of the flood was to
kill everyone.
Was only to kill the Geber or the giants.
The giants,
which were a product of the Nephilim.
They
were in that area.
The humans and the Nephilim humping and having giants, correct?
Well, they produce the giants.
Now, what are these giants? I'm sorry, I don't know this part of the story.
And where are the giant skeletons?
Yeah. Well, that was David killed one of them, but
the
giants were a product of the fallen ones that came, instead of being born of woman, came and seduced woman. And
fallen ones said, slow down. I don't know the whole story here. The fallen
ones. Well, I want to get to the point of whether it was local, or I'm giving you a little background there.
I absolutely believe it was a local flood. I've seen documentation that it was
in fact
a local
flood.
That's
what I would like to address here.
Yes.
But the second reason I believe that it was a local flood is that it's documented that they sent out a raven, and he came back with a fig branch in his mouth. Now, if it was covered with water, he had to swim a long ways down to get it.
So, okay. Look, Mark's already said he agrees with you. I, for one, it's all irrelevant to me. It's just an old book to me. There's some valuable things in it. I think that you should look at it for what's valuable in it. And I think the message of loving one's neighbor.
Well, I understand
is
your position.
I want to know about giants, though. Are you still there? He actually dropped off the line earlier.
Nephilim got him.
He must be having some sort of phone issues. I want to know about the giants. That's what I want to know about, because I don't remember hearing about that in Sunday school class.
It's one little word right in there that we, when we were the world was so sinful that what I got from the Bible there, not any other documentation, and I haven't read anything, any of the other sacred documents on this, is that the giants came from the mating of, what he was saying, fallen angels and humans, and, that's how we got giants. I would assume he's right that the angels would have had to bear the giants, because what woman could, right?
So, why flood? Okay, this is what I just don't understand. The Bible is so full of contradictions, and it's just so full of, I think, poor storytelling. If God is all loving, what's the point in exterminating your loved creation? What's the point there? I mean, if the giants are so bad, and that wasn't your fault, because apparently it's the angels that came down and made the giants.
Before you go on with giants, according to 4 Samuel in the Dead Sea Scrolls, this is not the actual Bible, but the Dead Sea Scrolls, which are, other texts.
Okay.
They gave a glass height at 4 cubits and a span, which is approximately 6 feet and 7 inches. So
not that big then.
Yeah.
It's a big guy.
Shaquille O'Neal was taller.
Like Andre the Giant, a giant, not an actual huge, monstrous.
You'd think he was a giant if you're standing in front of him.
Andre the Giant? Yeah,
supposed to fight him
boy.
with a rock and a sling.
Okay, but if the giants were the problem, and that's the reason why that area was allegedly flooded, well, so the rest of the people that weren't giant just got kind of the ass end of the stick there? I mean, they got screwed, basically? Is that the deal? God didn't love them very much? Well, that was the angry God back then, wasn't it? Wasn't there the God between the Old Testament and the New Testament, pretty different kind of God?
Yeah, once he had killed himself for all of our sins, then he could be nice.
You just can't find any consistency in their storytelling.
Well, it's a story that spans 700, 800, 900 years, written by 40-something different people,
and
in 3 different languages. Of course there's no cohesiveness.
Right. So it just amazes me that anybody could take a look at that with the glaring problems in their the stories that they tell and follow it word for word. It's just amazing to me that people are so obedient to what is essentially a book that to me is no different from all of the other books that are old. I'm sure it has some. It's got some good advice in it, and it's got some really bad advice. Let's continue with your phone calls. You can bring up whatever you want. Let's talk to, I believe we have Don in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. Don, going once.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Don,
I was just curious about the gambling thing. Isn't Maine a non-gambling type of a state, I mean, period?
I do not know. I don't know if they have Indian casinos in Maine, but I imagine
they might.
If you're
a charity, often they'll give you an exemption in order to be able to raise money for your charity.
Well, in that case, Maine is breaking its own laws as far as it has a numbers racket going.
That's a numbers racket.
Sure they do. All state governments have numbers rackets going on. They have state lotteries.
I believe so. Either one of the Carolinas doesn't permit it, period, and the entire state doesn't have gambling, including the numbers racket.
They've got a state lotto, I bet.
One of them does, and the other one does not.
There's a state government with no lottery in this country?
Yeah, they do it, and enforce it on themselves.
You're telling me that one of the Carolinas has no state lotto?
That's the last I heard, and they have changed. I don't know, but
things
that's what
change
I heard.
All the time in state government.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I can't see how a state government could avoid not taking that kind of money. I mean, that's free money from poor people. That's what the lotto is. It's just a voluntary tax on poor people.
Tax for people that can't do the math.
Yep. Thanks,
but if they still allow it, I mean, they're still in violation of their own rules. If they can do it, I can do it.
It should be that way. However, it's not. You know it. They have all the guns. You don't. And that's the way government works.
Oh, yeah. They'll violate their rules for as long as we allow them to, which seems to be like it's going to be a long time because Americans aren't really, they don't seem to be too interested. Hey, thanks for the call. Enjoy your dog.
Good boy.
It seems like Americans aren't really that interested in stopping the government from breaking its own rules. And really, what can we do? Like you said, they've got the guns. 800-259-9231, and I advocate peaceful solutions, of course. Would never suggest that you get violent back against the government, because then you're just lowering yourself to their level, and you'll perish.
You know, I don't know if it's the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square thing, or whether it's just in the news for some reason. But I've been hearing it on NPR. You know, they love to talk about that kind of thing. But, you know, you can stand up to the people with the guns.
Sure.
Remember the guy putting the flower in the barrel of the tank's gun there in Tiananmen Square?
Did he do that?
Powerful, powerful picture.
I just remember seeing the guy standing there. I don't remember the flower part.
Hey, you know, maybe I'm embellishing in my mind. What do I know? It's been 15 years.
Either way, it was a very powerful moment, no doubt about it. 1-800-259-9231. And doesn't the Chinese government try to scrub every mention of that from the internet?
It doesn't exist in China. They don't know.
More on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Basmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features. We give them all away, so enjoy those on us, including live streams, broadband version of the show, dial-up version, and a webcam, all completely free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Do you want liberty in your lifetime? Don't miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, June 25th through the 28th in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. Join hundreds of liberty-loving people for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. We, by the way, will be broadcasting live from this year's Porkfest, as we did last year. Looking forward to it. It's always a good time. Porkfest with a C, by the way, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. As we continue, we'll take your calls. By the way, Rance in the chat room, in our AmpOnly chat room, has done the Googling and found out that both Carolinas do have lotteries, but there are apparently 8 states that don't. Can you believe that, Mark?
I'm amazed that any state could just, you know, let all that free money go.
Yeah, they're leaving money on the table. Who'd have thought? Maybe they believe it's evil to gamble or something like that, and they don't want to be associated.
They just haven't managed to get it through their legislature. I bet Utah is one of them.
Utah, Arkansas, Alaska, Alabama, Hawaii, Mississippi, Nevada, and Wyoming.
Alabama does have a lotto. It's just funds only a scholarship for a college scholarship fund. It doesn't do a regular educational fund. Please check on that.
Okay, well, let's continue here with your phone calls. That is the point of the show, and we'll talk to Jesse in Oregon. Jesse, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to first say that I recruited a friend who moved with me to New Hampshire.
You are awesome.
As part of the Free State Project.
They're signed up?
Indeed. Neither of us have signed up yet.
Oh, no. Why not?
You're going to.
Go sign now.
Okay.
Great. FreeStateProject.org.
Yes, sir. So what were your thoughts tonight?
Well, I wanted to ask a question of Mark.
Yes.
Particularly. So, Mark, I understand understand that it took a little bit of convincing to get your lady to move to New Hampshire with you.
Yes.
Am I correct? And so I wanted some tips because I know there's no way I'll ever get my girlfriend to ever come to Liberty. And I don't care about that.
How old are you?
I am 26.
Okay. So she's not going to come over to the ideas of Liberty. Is she a, what, is she a political science major?
No, she is just a, she voted for Hillary Clinton.
So my wife would have voted for Hillary Clinton, too.
Yeah, but, well, she's not going to move for Liberty.
Okay. My wife would certainly wouldn't have moved for Liberty either. She moved for a husband. All I can say is, you know, she kind of got the short end of that stick. When we first got together, I told her, ah, don't worry about it. It's, the numbers are kind of stalled out. It's somewhere around 5,000. We don't have to move until the numbers get to 20,000. 5 years after that, don't sweat it. We got married, and essentially my co-host decided, we're going now! And I could go or not go, and I care very much about the show, and it was one of those situations where, like, honey, we can be married, but I'm going to live here. She wanted a family. She wanted to live with. She wanted me to be the father of her child, so she decided to move. I can tell you when it gets cold, I hear about it.
Okay.
I wish I had some magic words you could say to her.
Yeah, I know.
But there aren't. I don't know what to tell you. If she loves you enough, she'll
come with you.
And
that's true.
It's a good way to find out, you know, how strong is this relationship?
Well, but then again, she could use the same line on you. Well, if you loved me enough, you'd stay here. So then you've come down to the ultimate choice, and that is, of course, well, what do you value the most? Do you value your relationship the most, or do you value freedom the most, or the pursuit of it?
I use the I'm following my dream, honey, line, and that
doesn't that basically say, honey, you're not my dream. I'm following my dream something
my
else.
My dream is to have you and my dream.
There you go. Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. If she is really in love with you, then it's just a change of location. What's the big deal?
3,000 miles.
People have gone longer.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
It's frustrating. It must be very, very difficult. I mean, when I got together with Julia, the first thing I invited her to do was move to New Hampshire with me. So I wasn't already in the relationship. I can't say I would know what it would be like to be in your position. And I can imagine that it must be very difficult.
I've been with my girlfriend 3 years, and I just learned of the Free State Project 2 months ago.
Okay. Yeah. And so she is.
My recommendation is to sign up and move when you can move.
Oh, I very much intend to.
Yes.
Oh, well, if you've got the intentions to, then hopefully she'll get the intentions to stick with you.
Hopefully.
And how old is she again?
She's 20. I'm 26.
You're 26. Okay. So,
yeah.
Maybe she's a little on the.
I hear a felony.
Strike that from the record, please.
Funny
you should mention that. Had to, when we first got together, I had to explain to her that if any trouble was ever made, what the police would say to her, that they would tell her that in order to protect me, that she would have to basically rat us out, it's a very...
Why would you how would she protect you by ratting both of you out?
No, that's what the police would try to convince
her. Okay.
You know, it's cops are creepy, and they lie.
I want to get back to the issue of getting her to New Hampshire. Of course,
okay.
We're talking about the Free State Project, moving thousands of liberty-minded people all here to the same geographic landmass, and that, of course, is New Hampshire, and then getting active for freedom. Now, she understands that she doesn't have to be an activist when she comes here, right? She gets that.
She's never even heard of it. Like, I haven't really
mentioned...
You
haven't broached the subject yet?
We don't talk about politics. That's how we stay together.
But you haven't talked to her about what you want out of life, what you're interested in achieving as far as freedom is concerned? You haven't talked about that?
Well, I'll tell her about that, and she'll just be like, no way, I like taxes because I don't want a single-payer healthcare system.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
She sounds like a handful.
Yeah, and so we just don't talk about that because we love each other. We just disagree.
Well,
yeah.
What I would suggest is that I don't think it's really fair to hold the, well, if you love me, you'll come with me line, because, again, she could reverse it right back on you. If you love me, yeah, you can stay here. I think that maybe a more appropriate approach might be, well, what's it going to take to get you to come to New Hampshire with me? Like, I really want to do this. This is really important to me. I see my future in New Hampshire. I want my future to be with you in New Hampshire. What's it going to take to get you to join me? And then put the impetus on her to come up with whatever parameters would be enticing to her, and then at least you'd have some idea of what you need to achieve, if it's even possible.
Okay.
It's kind of an old sales technique, right, Mark? You know, what would it take to get you to sign this agreement?
It is.
That kind of thing. So try that and let us know how it works, okay?
All
try
right,
something and let us know how it goes. Thank you for the call, because that's something that a lot of people are dealing with within the Liberty Movement. Those who are interested in the Free State Project, interested in picking up their lives, moving to New Hampshire and getting active for freedom, they do have to convince their loved ones, their wives or husbands, significant others. It's tough, especially if you're talking to somebody who's apathetic or worse, politically opposite from you. That's got to be a difficult relationship. I mean, he says he loves her, and I believe him, but I can't imagine having a relationship with somebody that was so diametrically opposed to my beliefs.
For 3 years, it does seem odd. I my wife has moved progressively more and more towards my political opinion.
Well, he said he didn't talk about it. So if you aren't talking about your beliefs about freedom, then of course they're not going to move in your direction. So you've been talking to your wife about it. You've had discussions, and you know, you've over the years had all kinds of issues come up, and you've talked about your position. And it's because the Liberty viewpoint is so persuasive and so logical, it makes so much sense. When it is presented in its most persuasive form, people can't deny it. But if you aren't broaching the subject in the first place, of course nothing's going to occur.
I can't disagree.
We continue with your calls, and we go to Rick, listening to WFLA in Florida. Rick. Ooh, Rick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi,
o'clock.
I'm a pantheist.
A pantheist. Me too. We're going to talk about it. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I apologize for bringing you in right there before the hard-timed wonderful break. 800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live coming up here in moments. We'll talk to Rick about pantheism. Do you even know what that is? It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up anything, as always, as the point of the program, why we call it Free Talk Live. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got a lot of features. We give them all away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is that you need to buy, whether it be brand new or even used items, they sell used items at Amazon, just enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, and a cut will go to Free Talk Live.
Are you facing a debt problems with debtcrisissolutions.com programs? There are no payments to creditors. Debtcrisissolutions.com guarantees to protect your bank accounts, wages, and property from lawsuits. If you're facing a debt crisis, you need to be able to keep your money to take care of your family. Call 718-615-0123. It's 718-615-0123. Debtcrisissolutions.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls. Rick is back with us here. Rick, you're still on the line from WFLA down in Florida. Go ahead with your thoughts tonight, sir.
Yeah, I found kind of like a contradiction, or maybe not a contradiction, but a real bad problem with monotheism. And that is, if you think about, like, reality by itself, reality essentially is perfect until you compare it to something it's not. Okay?
Like?
Well, in other words, reality is just real. It's not good or bad. It's just real.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to compare it to something in order to make it good or bad.
I agree. You have to be able to experience something bad until you can experience something good.
Well, that's even a step beyond that. In other words, you need a standard, an ideal, essentially, to compare reality to make reality bad or good, because if it doesn't support the ideal, it's bad. If it does support the ideal, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Take away the ideal, then it's just real. You know, it's just what it is.
Gotcha.
And if you think about a God that supposedly knows everything, beginning to end, and there's nothing that escapes his notice, how could that God compare reality to something he knows is false?
Oh, boy.
So condemned as sinners because we're not living up to a fantasy ideal that he knows is false. Because he knows reality beginning to end.
Yeah. You know, I've had a lot of philosophical problems with Christianity along the way. I haven't thought of that one in particular, but, you know, it's a good point.
I mean, if you think about it, sin can't exist, because sin means deviating from the mark of perfection. But what is perfection if it's not reality itself?
Right. You know, how could a God create something that is imperfect?
Exactly.
There are all kinds of holes in the Christian religion.
But well, there are people that make a living doing what they call apology for Christianity, which is a funny name in and of itself. But I'm sure that they would do better. I am not trained in doing apology for Christianity, so.
Well, I mean, like the Buddhists, for example, they have the concept that everybody is really Buddha. You just have to wake up to it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So if you really
I love that.
Think
well,
about
Christianity
it,
has that same concept, in the sense that we are all sons of God. And you know, Jesus said this, and that to me, I agree with that. And you know, sons of God might be the same as pieces of God or whatever. And Paul claimed that, and I don't think that Paul was his book should have been included in the Bible. However, he did say that God is all in all. So therefore, we are all pieces of God, and so. You have something similar to that in Christianity.
Yeah, but you really have to dig to extract that stuff out of it.
That's
exactly.
It's there.
Kind of obscure. But I mean, if you consider that waking up to the perfection of each moment is waking up to Buddhahood, essentially, realizing that everything always has been and always is perfect because it's exactly what it has to be in each moment because it's just real.
I love that that viewpoint. I've become back in 10 years ago, I would have considered myself an atheist, and as of recently, within the past few years, I've definitely shifted over to the pantheistic view. And you did describe yourself as a pantheist when you started your call. Can you just define that for our listeners?
Well, pantheism means that everything in total is God; that there's nothing that isn't God. Pan means all, so all theos, mm-hmm. all God. So essentially, we're like all waves on the same ocean.
Yeah, I mean, extensions of, goddess or whatever you want to call it. I mean, essentially all that is God, if you want to use that term. Of course, people would say, well, I mean, one of the first objections is going to be, well, what about murderers? What about all the awful, horrible things out there? How would you respond to that?
Don't forget Hitler!
Hitler, yeah. How would you respond to that?
Well, if you think about, in a more technical, updated view of things, if you think about the universe as a giant computer, okay? The stuff of the universe is the hardware. How it moves in relation to other stuff is the software. We're essentially like virtual computers within the main computer. We're part of the running program, but we're individual computers by ourselves. So we're like image and likeness of God.
Right, God and that's where the free will—that's where the free will component comes in, from my understanding, in that you do get to choose what your life experience is, and most people, of course, are excluded from the idea that they could possibly be essentially a piece of God, and so they don't know that they can do as they don't realize they can have everything that they want and all of that. But
like most people think, you have to seek out a God for finding meaning in life. But really, when you think about it, meaning comes from your awareness that your next move will have a consequence to you, whether good or bad. That's where all meaning comes from. You can be an atheist and have meaning in life.
Meaning is created by the person having the experience.
Inside
experiencer.
You.
And
right.
So you get to
your
decide
awareness
what your meaning
that your
is.
Next move, your awareness that your next move will have a consequence for your positive or negative view of the world, that's where all meaning comes from.
And I fully believe that it's your interpretation of your experiences, how you decide to act as a result of the circumstances that surround you, that will ultimately decide your fate here as far as, you know, will you have a pleasant experience or will it be a hellacious one? I believe in heaven and hell,
but I believe that they exist
right
every
now.
Moment. Like, you
right
get
now.
To choose heaven and hell, and the people that do bad things experience hell because doing bad things results in bad stuff.
But you can always choose otherwise. You can begin at any moment to start over.
Sinners
again
can be redeemed.
Well, it's also due to your expectations, because if you accept the premise that I gave you earlier, that reality is perfect, and so you compare it to something it's not, the more you expect reality to be something you don't find, the more miserable you're going to be. That's going to be hell on earth.
Yeah, try,
the more
try
you accept
liberty.
Reality as you find it, exactly as you find it, the more heaven on earth you're going to have.
Good stuff. Any other thoughts for our listeners tonight?
Just that, you know, now is perfect until you compare it to something it's not, and it's always now.
And there's always a next step to make it better. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I think that generally we're on a track toward enlightenment. I think that we're on a consistent evolutionary track where we are coming to understand the world around us and how to best get along with one another. And I think it's a slow process because we keep making all kinds of mistakes collectively. But yeah, there is certainly a lot of time out there, and that's how I've come to view things. I was talking with somebody recently at the Free Keen Fest, and he was talking about how he views this as this whole experience as basically a spiritual journey, that you are seeking enlightenment. But at least that's what I'm seeking. I don't think a lot of people are. I don't think they realize that it's available to them. And like you were saying, Mark, it's all from the inside. You, as a Quaker, believe in the inner light, right? So yes. You look inside yourself for answers.
I do. That's what guides Quakers is. They have their really Quakerism is essentially the way that people choose to worship or meet together. They meet in a meeting house and on Sunday morning. So I call it church, however they call it meeting, and. There's no preacher. That people just sort of sit facing each other in silence, and then when one of them feels they've been moved by the inner light, they stand up and speak, and then some people will speak to that. Some people will speak entirely different stuff. It's a really great experience.
So we'll talk to you about anything here on this show, the issues, theology, whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mike in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike. Mike? Montana? It was Mike.
Mike, are you there?
Hello? Mike in Indiana?
Yep, that's me.
Well, hello. It's the other Mike. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering, did you see that? I believe it was on CNN where the ambulance driver was on the way to a call.
Yes, sir. From a call with a patient.
Police, and the police at the same stop sign, and the ambulance driver went through, and the police pulled him over and choked him and threw him down.
I did not hear did not see the video, but I heard it and it sounded horrific. Mark, you saw the video, right?
Yeah, I did see the video and it was awful. I was under the impression that it wasn't about a stop sign, but that it was about the ambulance failing to yield, about police officer with his lights on, and of course he couldn't yield because there was a car next to him, and so the cop went and took care of whatever he was and then came back and got him. But that's what I've heard.
Yeah, well, the guy was on the way. The lady that he was going on the call had to wait.
No, the lady was in the vehicle.
Messed with him.
The lady was in the vehicle. Actually, the patient was in the vehicle at that time.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, even worse.
Yeah, there you go. And poor guy, I mean, they were choking him and really letting him have it.
Yeah.
Isn't it outrageous? And of course, nobody can stop paying for it. The guy's going to keep working for the cops, most likely. They'll probably clear him, or they'll give him a desk job for a few weeks, put him back out on the force, and then everybody else, including the victims in that case, will have to pay his salary for as long as he wants to stay a cop and beyond, even on his pension. It's sick. I thank you for the call, and thanks for bringing that up. People should go and see it if they haven't seen it. I'm sure they can pull it up on YouTube. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.